Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
And now, for a moment of clarity.
All right, folks, good to see you this evening. Jen is on a well-deserved vacation. She'll be back with you again next Monday, don't worry. But look, we have a lot to get into tonight, and I just wanted to start by showing you some headlines from the past couple of days. This is from the New York Times. Trump declines to rule out recession as tariffs begin to bite. Here's one from Forbes. Stock market comeback erased. Dow sinks as Trump says, don't watch the stock market. Oh, trust me, we're watching. To that point, here's CNBC. Dow tumbles nearly 900 points. NASDAQ suffers worst day since 2022 as recession fears erupt. Here's the Daily Beast. Trump boosts message telling Americans to shut up about egg prices. Okay, then, we'll do that. And here's the Washington Post. Companies warn investors that DOGE's federal cuts might hurt businesses. You think? Really? So that's basically where we are right now. Markets falling off a cliff, an unelected billionaire continuing to gut the federal government, and Donald Trump essentially telling Americans to shut up and take it. And given all of that, given everything they're doing, is it really any wonder why we're seeing some energy on the ground out there across America? Is it really any big secret why big crowds are turning up at rallies and at town halls across the country? Congressman Mark Pocan held a town hall in his district in Wisconsin over the weekend. He invited people in the neighboring district, represented by a Republican, to join in. And in a town with just over 1,000 residents, hundreds turned out to see the congressman speak. Bernie Sanders hit the road this weekend as well for what he's calling a Stop Oligarchy tour. He drew a crowd of over 4,000 in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Friday night. On Saturday, he took his roadshow to Altoona, Wisconsin, and in a town of less than 10,000 residents, almost 3,000 came out to see the senator speak. And later in the day, he headed to a suburb outside of Detroit where about 9,000 people showed up for a rally. And here's the kicker. Each stop was in a swing district represented by a Republican. Senator Elizabeth Warren got into the action as well, addressing a huge crowd at the Texas State Capitol in Austin this weekend. So clearly, people are turning out, and they're turning out big for these events. And I want you to take a listen to the kinds of messages they're hearing.
They were telling the American people and the world that instead of a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, we have now become a government of the billionaire class, for the billionaire class, and by the billionaire class.
Donald and Elon are afraid of people who won't bend the knee. They are afraid of pushback, and we are here to push back. Did you vote to rip health care coverage from millions of people?
No! Look, folks, you know, Elizabeth Warren and, you know, Bernie Sanders and I, we won't agree on a lot, if anything. But I do recognize a groundswell when I see one. And when the federal government does this much damage, people get angry. And when people get angry, there's real political consequences and opportunity. The question now is, how are Democrats going to apply those consequences and use that opportunity? Tomorrow, top American and Ukrainian officials will meet in Saudi Arabia for a series of high-stakes talks about the ongoing war with Russia. This will be the first meeting since the absolute train wreck in the Oval Office when Donald Trump and J.D. Vance bullied and berated President Zelensky. And somehow, things have only gone downhill from there. Over the past few days, Trump paused both military aid and intelligence assistance to Ukraine. And Russia took full advantage, launching devastating, deadly strikes on Ukrainian troops and supply lines. So the Ukrainians clearly need this aid. And now Trump is making it even harder to get it back. Trump had been pursuing a mineral deal with Ukraine, as we all know, as a condition to restore aid. But as NBC News reported this weekend, Trump has privately made clear to aides that a signed mineral deal won't be enough to restart aid and intelligence sharing. So the question now is, if the mineral deal isn't enough, what is? According to NBC, Trump also wants to see a change in President Zelensky's attitude toward peace talks, including a willingness to make concessions such as giving up territory to Russia. So he wants an attitude change and territorial concessions. Two things, by the way, that his buddy, Vladimir Putin, remember him, certainly wants as well. But there's got to be more, right? Well, as NBC News reports, Trump also wants Zelensky to make some movement, just a little movement, towards elections in Ukraine and possibly towards stepping down as his country's leader. And there it is. That's the end game. And that sounds an awful lot like what the Kremlin has been saying and wanting for years. Take a look at this headline from the start of the war. Russia's top diplomat says the Kremlin wants to get rid of Zelensky in a blunt admission of his devastating war aims. Or this one. Russia aims to topple Zelensky's government, foreign minister says. Folks, the Kremlin's goal has been clear for a very, very long time. Remove Zelensky and install a puppet regime in his place. And don't take my word for it. Here's Marco Rubio at the start of the war.
They actually wanted to just have it be quick and surgical and then install a puppet government and have that puppet government run a functional country.
They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate, and then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time.
Their initial objective, which is to remove Zelensky and install a puppet government, is going to be very difficult to achieve.
Regardless of where Marco Rubio is today, where he was then is the truth. The Kremlin has been trying unsuccessfully for years to achieve that goal. But their luck could change if the Trump administration, as a condition for peace, pressures Zelensky to step aside.